Nearly 20 people spoke out against the Exotica Expo. They said they don't want it back in Dallas. Vincent Parker, a preacher at Golden Gate Church, says the porn industry is linked to domestic violence and sex trafficking.
It's hard for me to be silent when there's so much pain. Some have said to ignore. I can't ignore some of the sources of much human suffering and pain. Some are saying we're overexposing an issue. I don't know how you can overexpose a $13 billion industry.
3Expos is the company that produces Exotica. Its director, Jay Handy, said last year's event in Dallas went off without incident.
The Convention Center Management, Dallas Police, Dallas Vice, and the Dallas Fire Department as well all worked very closely with us to ensure the event met everyone's high standards, including our own.
Exotica calls itself the largest event dedicated to love and sex. It's filled with seminars, exhibits, and meet and greets with adult entertainment stars. Last year, several organizations had asked Mayor Mike Rawlings to keep the expo out of the city-owned convention center, but the mayor said he couldn't do anything about it because a contract was in place. What's different this time? No contract. So when Exotica owners wanted to come back to Dallas, city council members were notified and Rawlings brought the resolution forward to keep the event out. Rawlings is also the face of a citywide effort to end domestic violence. He said allowing the expo to happen would send the wrong message.
You can't have freedom without boundaries. And we know that's true in the Constitution as well. There are lines that at times people cross, and there are lines that are defined.
Rawlings said he wasn't concerned about a potential lawsuit from Exotica, but other council members like Mark Clayton were.
Let's not get sued to do a philosophical stand. Let's apply the money and the resources and the energies of all these amazing people in this council to things that can actually move the needle.
The council approved the resolution in a close 8-7 vote. Soon after, Exotica tweeted out a message. It said, quote, Dallas officials acknowledged our First Amendment rights and then voted against them. Organizers say there will be an Exotica in Dallas this year. Christina Martinez, KERA News.